Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. This is Jackie Salvitti and my fabulous co-host, Veronica Entwistle.
Hi, Jackie.
Say hello, Ronnie.
Hello, everybody. It's a great night.
It is. And, okay, tonight's show, don't focus on the money, honey. We're going to talk a little bit about creating what you want and how intentions are so tricky. We often focus on the dollars instead of what it is we really want and desire. That's such a big issue. And I'm really excited about this. This came about because of a dear friend, Bonnie, who has a wonderful new blog out. And I was reading through the blog, and as the team always does, they tap me on the shoulder. I'd say they tap me, but it's like a big clobber. But anyway... So they're going to do some speaking with you and also hold energy for something you want to create.
Oh, goody.
Yeah, and the show dedication tonight is to all of you in your amazing and dedicated paths to growth, heal, change, and step into your great work. It's time to honor everybody that's listening. You're all wonderful, including you, Veronica.
Thank you, Dolan, and you, Jackie.
Oh, thank you. We're laughing because our wonderful radio man, Seth, I asked him how his baby was doing and how old he was now, and he said 2 years and a quarter, and I said, God, I thought he was just born, which shows that I'm really not here. So, so let's talk about a couple of events coming up. New Moon, Saturday. 6:51 p.m. Pacific time in Aquarius accentuates our sense of belonging or lack thereof. This is stuff I didn't get to mail out. So, and by the way, everybody, if you're listening to the show tonight, well, or you listen in the archives, please sign up for the newsletter. The newsletter gives you some wonderful channelings that, you know, are really very forward-thinking. And, you know, some of you may have already signed up for them directly. If you have, that's great, too, you know. Do as you please, but I'm reminding you, if you go onto the website, it says newsletter. We're working on the website, and that's a whole other story that's very funny. I'll share that in a little bit. At any rate, this new moon, it falls on the eve of Valentine's Day. New moon shows how to accept others by having more compassion for ourselves, and boy, that's a big one. So we've got a lot going on with that. Also, following day, Chinese New Year. And that, the open-hearted, courageous year of the tiger. Okay, I love that. Yin energy, feminine. Tigers favor a gentle, sympathetic, yet enthusiastic approach. This energy is akin to the warm, open-hearted sign of Leo, the lion, the sign that balances intellectual Aquarius. At this new moon, our sensitivities are heightened. We may find ourselves laughing one moment, crying the next.
Oh, Lord.
Honoring the flow of our emotions is part of the process of awakening the heart, crucial for our evolution as a species. Also, really interesting are the odds. And, I was really fascinated kind of what's going on. There's so much information coming in these days that, thank God, Squirrel, I love you. I know you're listening. I love you, love you, love you. If you're not listening, you listen tomorrow. In Jewish mysticism, the Hebrew letter Yod initiates the creation of manifest form. In astrology, the Yod is the finger or hand of God and is said to point to our spiritual destiny. There are two Yods in the heavens at this new moon, and that's very big. One in Venus in Pisces, sextiles Pluto, Capricorn, blah, blah, blah. I'm not going to go into the alignments. The double Yod alignment signals a special opportunity to explore radical, transformational self-love and forgiveness. Deeper passion, purpose, and heart-centered leadership as paths to following our destiny as souls on the earth.
Well, that sounds good.
Yeah, I thought that was absolutely fabulous. So we have a big weekend ahead of us, a good one for a change.
That sounds better than some, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Lisa Renee often send out her stuff. This was actually sent out with the newsletter, but this, because of the intensive, and I'm going to talk about the intensive in a minute here, I love this particular paragraph, and I wanted to share it because this is just an indication of how this information is finally reaching out. She says, the reappearance of the Christ on earth is a phrase related to the direct comprehension of the destiny blueprint for third-dimensional human evolutionary process during this ascension cycle. It's not one individual being, it's a group consciousness intelligence field. This is a phrase that many of us have heard before. What is a new revelation for humanity is that we're beginning to understand that the origins, conflicts, and hidden histories of the Christ consciousness, i.e. unity intelligence, extends way beyond this planet into the multiverse, which begins to open our minds to understand that the Christ consciousness as an intelligence, as well as healing the human forms in order to hold that intelligence, did not originate from Earth. Further, that extraterrestrials have always had direct interaction, influence, and interference with this planet's history of evolution or, in some cases, destruction. Nobody told us that Jesus Christ as an intelligence field was actually extraterrestrial in origin. Now, that one I've always known. That all of us are extraterrestrial in origin. These are revelations forthcoming in the galactic consciousness cycle underway at this time. Possibly the riddle of the Sphinx will begin to be solved this year. Love that. And just for those of you who are coming to the intensive, and even for those of you who are not, the intensive is the end of this month. I sent out an announcement. If anybody has questions about it, you can email me at jackie@ethealing.com or go on the website. It's up on the website under events, which is ethealing.com. The team takes me in through the music. I've talked about this before, and last weekend I had the opportunity to be here alone for a change. It was wonderful, and just work on the music for the meditations. And it took me all weekend just to do the music for what day one.
Wow.
Yeah. And what I found interesting was the team wanted to begin at the big destruction of Atlantis as we left Atlantis and went to Egypt with Isis and Osiris. And then some time in Egypt in terms of setting up the capstone of consciousness on the planet, the new consciousness, and then from there to Israel. When I was doing the music for Atlantis, my stomach started to really hurt, really hurt. And I thought, okay, this feels different than anything I've ever felt, but I was kind of in and out of consciousness, if you want to call it, or, you know, what we'd call not falling asleep. I was just kind of in and out. And very moved. The music is extraordinary for these meditations. Each meditation has about five pieces in it. And I went to the bathroom. I mean, I don't want to gross people out, but I absolutely passed this huge gush of blood. And it didn't pink out like this would normally happen. Normally you would pink out, you know, and so on and so forth. And it was just a huge gush of blood and gone, over. And it was just like passing this trauma. And I was, this is why, you know, people wonder why I'm hesitant to do intensives, because there's so, I swear to you, I give birth to these things. It's like, oh. And then I started on the music Sunday evening. It took me till Sunday evening to get to the music for the Christ Lifetime. And as I was working on the music, it was so loaded, just loaded. I mean, there's so much going on. I will tell you that at the intensive that both Mary and Yeshua have asked to speak directly to everyone. Again, I committed to do that. And you know, with my usual whining, I just, you know, it's terrible. With my usual whining about how we're going to cram all this into 2 days. But what's interesting is dear Natalia, who everybody will meet at the intensive, is a dear friend of mine. She's having so many experiences right now aboard ship, and, you know, she said there's this man and woman, and I said, well, that's Mary and Yeshua. It's just they're in their ET form. And she said that they have put ships all over the country, and I said, no, Natalia, they're all over the world right now. For whatever reason, this is going to have a huge impact on the collective as it relates to these particular times on the planet. And it feels as though it's making a shift in consciousness. And, you know, I hate to glorify something, but, you know, the information's coming in not only through me but through others. One thing they did tell her is that we would leave that intensive. Not only would we be totally different, but the world that we stepped into would be as well. So I wanted to share that with everybody because I thought that was really important. Lots of people are having direct experiences, pretty interesting things going on right now with people as we're doing sessions. So anyway, wanted to share that. That's why it was very exciting to me to see that people are finally coming forward, yes, saying yes, yes. Jesus was an extraterrestrial, duh. You think? At any rate, well, and I'll just share one other quick little cute story. I was having the website worked on, and that website, for people who don't know that are listening, I had another website built originally, and it was actually built by Dr. John Mack's assistant. And it just, it was nice, but it just wasn't right. And my son had a friend, and he said, Mom, I want you to meet this fellow. I showed him your website, and he said he had a vision for it. So he came over to the house, and I had this very strong feeling to put him up on the table, so I brought him upstairs and put him on a healing table, and boom, Fotar popped in right behind him. And I said, oh, geez, Fotar's behind you. And he said, he's in my brain. And then Fotar explained that he was going to create the website through this young man. And so the website is imbued. And, I mean, it's totally imbued. And they know the minute you go on the website. It's not even when you contact me anymore. If you go on the website, they absolutely know that energy is flowing the minute you go into the website. So I was going to, I had this fellow come over, and I said, okay, I need to do this and that and this and that. And he said, well, let's expand it. It doesn't fill the page and blah, 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 blah. Well, he didn't tell me he was going to have to change everything. So he comes back with this opening page, not the beginning, which is kind of the opening where the beings come through, and it's, you know, how much magic. And it's very interactive and beautiful. It's not interactive, but active. And I opened it up, and I went, oh, my God. And because he had to expand the size, the graphics, he couldn't use the graph, this, that, and the other thing. And the whole energy of the thing was totally different. I was just beside myself. So I had to call him and say, look, I'm so sorry. You know, I can't use that. You know, I'll have to find a graphics person that can completely duplicate what's there and expand the size of it. But I can't have it changed. And I'm going to add a lot, you know, to what we're doing and get up-to-date, you know, testimonials and things for the website, but also power retrievals and the soul liftings and, you know, other things that need to be included that certainly aren't there. But whenever I go in to change text, I have to be very, very careful because it's like entering, I know this sounds kind of silly, but it's like you go into a space that you really don't control, and they're not, and you know when it, they just don't want anything touched. It's all been so imbued. So I have to add stuff. You know, it's like, only one change will they let me make, and that's about the implants. So that has freaked people out, and I've been wanting to change it. We've got it down so we don't do implants, so nobody, other than the crystalline lenses behind the eyes, those are upgraded every session, and if you don't want them, that's certainly up to you. I can't imagine why anybody wouldn't want them, but your other vision. Okay. Bonnie Lonsbury has a new blog called A Delicious Life, and it's brilliant. And I sent out a link to that with the radio show announcement. If you haven't had a chance to read it, please go on and read it.
I will. I haven't read it yet.
Mm. Oh, it's brilliant. I'm just going to read one part here. It's hammered into us from the time we are tiny to control our world because we believe if we do, we will be safe. So when chaos strikes, it results in our feeling even further out of control because we are. And the knee-jerk reaction is to hold on even tighter. And yet the worst thing we can do is to try and stop the flow, which is what control does. In the chaos is the time to let go of control. It is the time to trust in the universe and its benevolence and in your own power to create the life you desire. The chaos is the time your knowing is put to the test. Can you let go? Can you trust? Can you relax despite what is happening around you? This is easier said than done. I have a couple of great stories that happen around this, too. Especially if the chaos results in apparent threats of lack of a job, lack of money, even the threat of suffering or death of those we love. How does one let go in the face of what fills us with fear? By realizing what we feed grows strong. So feed your fear and you will have more reason to fear. Feed your lack, you'll have more lack. Feed your sadness about those who are making choices that are filled with pain instead of joy, and you will see more pain and less joy in your own life. Let the universe bring you your dreams, but don't control how they manifest. And don't try to control how others manifest their dreams or their nightmares. Let them choose. And dream them happy. Hold that vision and that resonance for yourself and those you love. That is loving. Isn't that brilliant?
That's wonderful.
Yes. She goes on.
Good
chaos,
work, Bonnie.
Yeah, brilliant work. And this is also hers. Chaos is a precursor to change. Chaos can be dark or light. Chaos is generally unnerving and oftentimes scary. Chaos is the state of the unknown when everything is up in the air and resolution has yet to be found. Chaos is a sign that you are letting down your defenses and opening up to the possibilities of the universe. Chaos can be fun. Now, I got to tell a couple of great stories about this because this is the whole thing around money. It came in when I was reading this, and the team was, you know, like, yes, 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 this is big. This is big for people because I have so many people that focus on money, 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 security, 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 instead of because it's based on this kind of fear energy, okay, and on lack. talking about not controlling the way the universe delivers, one of our wonderful people that I adore, don't want to use names here, had been adding to their intentions that they wanted to get, you know, get their bills paid on time, and this, and they had just added them for, you know, 3-4 weeks. And whenever the team would read the intentions, which is what they do during a session, onto the tape, because it's the permission, the team would giggle because they knew this was a very big issue for this particular person, getting their bills paid on time. It's just that this person happens to be out of body a lot, so I relate to that. And so lo and behold, this person got a phone call from an ex-husband who said, look, a relative just died, and I've come into some money, and I want to pay you for all the bad child support. Now, our children are adults.
Wow, that is a wonderful thing.
For all the back child support, which came to about $40,000.
Wow.
Now, this is a beautiful example of not controlling where the money comes from, but setting an intention to do something. Okay, this is where, and this has been something I have experienced so much of my life, and if there's anything I don't do, I don't dream big enough. Whenever I have wanted something, if I really put my focus on what it is I want, things will come in to make sure that I have it. So I kind of tend to be a little careful since I wanted this damn house, and here I am. And I wanted this particular home, this floor plan for years, and this subdivision. So it's kind of funny, and things have come to me in the strangest ways, in the funniest ways, because the universe has such an incredible sense of humor, and they know only I will appreciate how absolutely sick they can be with me. And so, I mean, it's too many stories that would take up way too much time of the show to tell some of the funny ones. Some of them I've already told before, but they go to great lengths for me to kind of prod me along when I find something that is that I really desire. So, but it's putting our energy now on what it is we desire, not on the amount of money it's going to take to do it, and letting the universe deliver the way. And there has never been a time that's more important than right now to do that, because our intentions are carrying so much weight. I've never seen a time on this planet when our intentions clearly out there and clean intentions, okay, and expansive intentions. And I think this is, you know, I really want to say to people, dream big.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I mean, you know, don't want to be a damn, you know, surgeon for crying out loud when you haven't been to college. You know, not that kind of silliness. But, I mean, Veronica, you have been the perfect example of this. I wanted to do TV. I want to do TV. I want to, like a broken record, I want to do TV. I want to do TV. I think it's fabulous. Yeah. And it can't now... Here is you're a perfect case in point, okay, where you had an incredible friend, and if you tell this, it's much better coming from you.
Well, yeah, and she's on the other side now. She's probably listening. Who knows?
Oh, of course.
We used to talk. I would tell her about my dreams of what it is I wanted to create, and it was years ago. She said, "Oh, I'm going to leave you some money," and I go, "Yeah, you know, we say those things, don't we?" But she did, for heaven's sakes. And not only that, I've developed a lot of concepts and ideas and ideals and so on. I'm ready to do this TV thing, and all of a sudden I've inherited money from her in order to pay for it. And I think it's seed money, and I'm going to get sponsorship and so on so that the money is just something to generate greater possibilities. Oh, yeah, and two shows, Bob's reminding me.
Yes, go ahead.
I'm very excited because there's my friend. I miss her, but she shows up a lot, and I know I'm doing we decided we wanted to have kind of like a team approach, and so it's kind of a center as well as a television show, and I know that she loves that whole idea, and I'm really happy. I'm dedicating it to Anne.
And you have two beautiful opportunities.
Yes, one of them is down in L.A. Somebody asked me if I would like to do a show. I'm not going to talk much about that because that hasn't come through yet, but that's a very exciting thing as well. And they came through simultaneously, both shows. One of them we're creating up here in KVOS-TV, and one is possibly happening in L.A. simultaneously.
Okay, a living example of focusing on what you want and allowing the universe to deliver the ways and the means.
And it's kind of relaxing, isn't it?
Yeah, you're the poster child, Veronica. You're absolutely the poster child for this.
That's great.
You know, I you're my little idol, baby. So, going back to the money thing, and, you know, Lazarus has, Lazarus has come up with many other things, but the basic tools for Lazarus were always kind of my favorite because they were so ingrained in me. And Lazarus has a wonderful thing called the 33-second technique. Now I know Lazarus has a lot more advanced things out there, and if you find them, wonderful. But this one was always very simple, and I always have an egg timer, and what you do is you visualize the result of what it is you want. Okay, and you get that picture in your mind, exactly what you're wearing, where you're sitting, how you're sitting, the whole, whatever it is, okay? If you're waiting for something, it's in your hand and you're excited, but it's the emotion that you're feeling. Now, I know that Abraham has done something very similar to this, but Lazarus was always very specific. 33 seconds you had to hold that energy, and so what you would do is go to the visualization. It's a great story. Go to the visualization of what it was you wanted, okay? Hold that energy, and you click the egg timer, and you push and you hold and you push and you hold the emotion and push the emotion and push the emotion. 33 seconds, not quivering, not, and the minute it goes off, drop it. Now, I did this. This is why Jackie sometimes is a little worried about her manifestations, but she's learning why. So, and this was about a relationship, and I had the visual of this man and exactly what he looked like and what he was wearing and on and on and on and on and on and on. And I did it religiously for about 30 days. And I came out of my office one day and had to go across the parking lot to the other part of, there was a big commercial real estate company. And I, as I'm walking across, I see this man standing in the lobby of the other office. And it was like a cartoon, and, you know, the big stars coming off the top of my head. And, you know, and I'm like, that's him! And the mustache and the hair, and he even had all the clothes. And I'm like, damn, I'm good. And so now, please, people, understand this was many years ago, and you have to understand I have a very sick sense of humor. So the universe often sends me these little delights till I get why I'm miscreating and what I forgot to add. Now, needless to say, this man was, he was in the high-end commercial office, and I walked into one of the women's office, private offices, and I said, close your office. I said, door, and I said, who is that? And she said, oh, he's buying everything in town, $7 million, $21 million. But I said, I got to have, I'm over the, you know, just over the top. And she said, oh, well, Jack, you can't have it, you know. Anyway, long and short of course, we, within an hour, you know, we were, and I mean, it was kind of the love at first sight. When he met my son for the first time, he asked him how he would feel about, you know, him being his stepfather. And it was kind of one of these, you know, it was definitely a 30-minute, you know, sitcom.
That's how long it lasted, 30 minutes?
Well, no, it lasted 5.5 weeks, but I could do a sitcom and probably one episode, mainly because they arrested him.
Mainly because of what?
They arrested him. I forgot
for
to
what?
Add in. Oh God!
Oh, you mean you didn't include that you wanted him to be an honest businessman?
Yeah, I forgot integrity. Oh, Lord. Oh,
well, I have a very short one of that, because I remember years ago I was single and I didn't love cleaning my place, so I said, next marriage I'm going to marry Big Wally the wall washer. Do you remember that was a commercial that was on?
Uh-huh.
Next thing I know, I'm married to somebody, and every time he's frustrated, he cleans. Oh, my God, it's Mr. Clean and Big Wally the wall washer. I don't mean to put him down, but it was hilarious.
Again, power of intention. Now, I have to
maybe
tell one
get
more...
a little more detail into my next plan.
Exactly. Now, one more person who I absolutely adore, and this being is an extraordinary being on the planet, and as a collective walk-in, and it, which is a rarity. You don't run into many of those. She is a collective walk-in and a grid layer on the planet, and also running a corporation. She's the CEO of a corporation in her spare time. And so, and just an amazing person. And there was this major thing going on in, you know, corporate espionage and this and that and the other thing. And there was a court hearing, and so we had a private conversation, and, you know, because she was really having difficulty, she was losing faith in humanity. It was like, how can people do all these terrible things? And so, you know, we talked about neutrality and just letting it go on around and holding the energy, which is what she does, and so on and so forth. And this, I would have given anything in the world to have been present at this particular hearing, where people who did affidavits and so on and so forth, and I know none of them are listening to the show, so I don't have to worry, but where they admitted to all of these terrible things, this is the people they were suing, her company was suing, that they had done, and literally all shot themselves in the foot. And it reminded me of, you know, I think they have the, I don't know, the dumbest faux pas or whatever they call it on the computer, you know, guys that shoot themselves and so on and so forth. Well, this was basically that. She didn't have to do a thing. These people absolutely destroyed themselves without her having to do a thing. And all she had to do was show up and hold the energy. And I thought it was such a, again, allowing the universe to deliver in the midst of chaos, the way that it would be changed, the energy would shift. And this is where we are right now. We don't have to, because trying to override, trying to control, just like Bonnie says in here, doesn't work. It really shuts the energy down. And like I said, I would have given anything to have been a fly on the wall, because I'm really a frustrated lawyer. That's what I had wanted to be. So, but after seeing Nancy Grace, I've decided I changed my mind. You'd have to seen her on television to appreciate that.
Is she a lawyer?
Oh, yes. She does a special on, oh, Lord, what is the news network? I don't even know anymore.
I know who she is. If she's the one doing news, she's a very harsh lady, isn't she?
Yes, she is. Like I said, after and she's with a short blonde, you know,
yeah,
Bob,
she
like
has
mine.
A penchant for kind of a gossipy approach in a way. It's kind of,
yes, it really hammers the dramatic side of everything. It's not my favorite thing. So I'm just going to quote these, read these quotes from Dear Squirrel, and then I'll go into channel here. I'm telling you that life, the universe, and your heart is yearning for you to let go of the reins, get comfortable with this moment, and step into the unknown. There's a wonderful roller coaster of life, love, failure, success, happiness, sadness, fulfillment waiting for you. Hop on, strap in, and then take your hands off the wheel and let the adventure of your heart begin. I thought that was beautiful. So, intentions, 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 intentions. And I'm going to bring in the team. They're just chomping here waiting.
We're ready. We're ready.
Okay. Good night, everyone. I love you all.
Night, Jackie.
All right. Yes, well, we wouldn't say we were chomping at the bit. We don't have a bit to chomp on, but we are definitely excited to be with all of you tonight, every one of you. And we love the show dedication. We thank the channel for that. And it is time for you all to honor yourselves for all the work that you're doing, that you've done, for your incredible dedication. Yes. And now, to really start looking at your great work. Some of you are still struggling with what is my great work, but many of you know or have a good feeling about what your great work is. Some of you feel that you've yet to do it and are frustrated, but we want you to know you've all been doing it, whether you realize it or not. But there's more and more and more and more. And you're only going to step into that which you are ready for. The universe will not overload you. You may want to stop squeezing the pipeline so tightly so that some of it can come in. For many of you, we understand that with the changes that are taking place in your lives and on your planet, it is very difficult at times to let go and trust. So we want to talk two things here tonight. One, we want to talk about intentions. And Bonnie very lovingly talks about that in her wonderful, the channel didn't read, it's called The Delicious Life. Please go on, and if you want information, email the channel. From the very beginning with this work, we've insisted that there be intentions. And that was something that the channel, we'll say it was co-creative. We'll give it that, all right? Now, the reason being that it was a form of permission and there was not, there's a very gray line there in terms of our interactions with you. This is why your intentions are so very important. They're giving permission for our assistance so that we're not overriding you, and that really isn't permitted. There may be times that you may feel that you've been overridden in certain occurrences with non-physical beings, but we guarantee you that there have been agreements somewhere as to what has occurred for you and with you and to you. Now, your intentions. And the way that you write them are extremely important, people. It's not about being flowery. It's not about having the longest sentence. It's not about having the big words. It's about having a sincere heart. The simplest intention can have the greatest impact. We want you to be clear with this. Now, that doesn't mean that you can't have this beautiful intention that maybe, you know, a sentence or two, and that it won't have an impact. Of course it will. But it needs to come from your heart, not your head. Your heart, not your head. What do you really want? Get to the bottom line. What do you really want? I want to be happy. Good. What will make you happy? Well, I want to have a big car and a big house and a, you know, right. What you really want? I want to be loved. You see, all of you want to be loved by us. By the people in your lives. You want to have it reflected back to you in your daily experience that you are loved. Because with that sense of being loved comes a sense of safety. I'm cared about. I'm cared for. I want to have a relationship with God, Goddess, all that is, my higher self, my guides. A wonderful, loving, interactive, juicy relationship. Now, we hear people say that and then not meditate and wonder why they don't have one. Well, I can't hear my higher self. Well, meditate. You show up often enough, you'll start hearing it. Whether you set your intentions daily or weekly, or certainly you do in your sessions with us, and we would say to all of you that have sessions, take advantage of the time. We have one person whose intentions are so extremely long, so intense, but this person is working with the total range of consciousness on your planet. Now, they're different, all right, because each one of you are different. So they're working with this whole range of consciousness, dark and light, all right, to change it. They, again, a collective. Doesn't mean they don't have things they're working on, but a collective nonetheless. So whether you're, you know, an individual who has a life and they go to work and they do this and they do that, it doesn't mean your life is any less. But find your intentions. Now, some of you think small. We've done people who have had one intention. I just want to focus on this, nothing else. All right. That's like sitting on Santa Claus's lap and saying, I want a Barbie. No, don't bring me anything else. Now, we don't want to be related to a Santa Claus. Please don't misunderstand. What we're really saying here is that the opportunity is so great to take the time to really think about what do you intend for your life. Now, the reason we're talking about this is because when you get clear about your intentions and you trust that the universe will deliver when you're really hooked in. We've had people say, well, I've had these intentions, but I haven't gotten them yet. How much emotion do you have behind them? How much heart? When you type those intentions today, did they really come from somewhere? Or you just cut and paste from one session to the next? Because, you see, if you're doing that with us, you're doing that in life. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
What do you really want? Because it's an ever-changing thing. A little more of this, a little less of that. I want to be loved. I want to trust. I want to be able to trust my relationship. To trust my relationship with God, God is all that is. Because you see, most of you don't really. Well, you say you do. But in these times, it's pretty rocky. It's like running the rapids of a river, hoping like hell, you know, that there's no waterfall at the end that you're going over. But when you really have that relationship, you'll know. That you're safe. That there will be a miracle at the end, no matter what happens. Now, and that's difficult to do when you face illness, when you face financial disaster or financial challenges, relationship challenges. Difficult, people. Money. This was the whole purpose of the show. We're really excited about the show. We wish we could talk with you for hours about this. Find what it is you want and focus on it, whether it's a thing, a feeling, whatever. Whatever it is. Whatever it is. Perhaps in the future, we've done, and there's a meditation in the radio shows, working with future self. Perhaps it's something that your future self showed you in that meditation. But work with it. Bring it in. Hone it in. Through the feelings, the emotions. Don't worry about how many dollars it's going to take to get there. Now, you could really want something. Not from the ego, but really want something that you really, truly desire. And be amazed at the amount of movement that begins to take place for you to receive it. And how you are the ones that are pinching it off and no one else. No one else. Now, clean up your beliefs. nothing ever works for me, and those kinds of things will get in the way. Also, pay heed to the channel. Make certain that you look at all of the areas you might be missing here. You know, if you're looking for love, make certain what it is you truly desire in a man or a woman. What it is you want to create. If you see yourself in a relationship where you're both exploring and expanding in the spiritual realms, perhaps working together even, or exploring ideas, a beautiful mutual love where you're becoming more, being together, you become more of yourself. And feel the feeling of that. And then let the universe deliver the most appropriate match for that. Now, they won't play games with you like they do the channel. That's a different story.
Why does it take so long for some people to meet?
Oh.
I have a few clients where it's just been 15 years. I just say, don't ask me. I don't know what to say.
Well, these are people that really, as we're looking at, just kind of picking up on them very quickly here. Again, their beliefs. Relationships with mom and dad. Their beliefs. All right? Some people went through a period of needing to be alone. But so many people, what has happened to them is they've been alone for so long that in many ways they've lost hope. All right, someday. Many of them are actually afraid of love, Veronica.
Seem to have closed themselves off in a way that they don't seem to recognize in themselves, too.
That's correct, they have. Many people have done that.
Mm-hmm.
Many people, and therefore they won't attract. They will not attract. They create what they...
It's kind of a way of being together within themselves, isn't it? Like learning to cope.
Well, yes, in many ways, many of these people are trying to integrate that. But again, if people are looking for love, then get healed. All right? We work with one person who, for years, they wanted to move away from an island that they live on into the mainland and so on. And when it came right down to it, all right, they wanted to have a part-time place on the mainland and keep the home that they had. In other words, they've been in an isolated place because of who they are and the amount of light that they carry, and they couldn't really be in a highly populated area for long periods of time. But when it came down, right down to it, they weren't ready to let go of their place on the island. They just wanted to be able to pop in and out of the mainland, which was more populated. And there was actually a fear of leaving their peace, their safety, their solitude. Likewise with relationship, you see, even though they want a relationship. There are others like that. We have our channel, who is now opening. Looking at all of the ways that she might be blocking and getting more and more clarity about what it is she truly wants.
And you really have to be willing, don't you?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Willing to take risks. What am I going to learn? Going into each situation, what am I going to learn? Now, she tends to get a little idealistic, but that's all right.
Good for her.
Yes. At least she's not jaded. You see?
That's right.
She's not jaded. But she trusts the universe to deliver, even if she gets disappointed. She's all right. Next. Let's explore. What am I learning? What did I take in? All right. Next one. So you see, developing that loving, trusting relationship with the universe. Don't focus on the dollars. Focus on what it is you want, what you desire. All right? I want to feel safe and secure. I'm tired of struggling every month. Then work with you feeling safe and secure. How does that feel? How does it feel to sit in your home or apartment or wherever you are with a glass of wine or a bottle of water, whichever it is you prefer, looking around going, I'm safe. I'm really safe. This is so beautiful. My life is wonderful. Look at the beauty in my home. You see, how much attention are you paying to the wonderful things that you have to be grateful for? That energy attracting, 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 attracting. Or are you focusing on, oh, I may not be able to have that. I may not be able to do that. I may not be able to go here or go there. Choose what it is you want. I want to be able to travel. I want to have sessions. I want to do this. What is it you desire? And then allow the universe to deliver what it is you're going to need to have that thing you desire.
And the universe will run our schedule book, right?
Oh, hopefully, both you and the channel. That would be wonderful.
Better put that in my intentions next time.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Focusing on what you desire.
We have about 2 minutes.
All right, Veronica, talk about yourself.
Next Tuesday night at 8 o'clock on Paradigm Shifters, we have from The Reconnection, which is a wonderful thing, we have Christine Upchurch. And I think that Reconnection is a very interesting tool for connecting us with universal energies in our own flow by Eric Pearl's book, The Reconnection. So that's going to be the show on Tuesday. And then 7 o'clock Thursday will be, again, Radiance by Design, a call-in show and a meditation show, and then you.
Wonderful. All right. Sounds wonderful, dear. Now, we want to work with all of you tonight. All right? This is very important. And before you go to bed tonight, sit for a few moments after the show and think about, if you haven't been doing it during the show, what is it you really want? And when you go to bed tonight, call us in. And then hold the energy of the joy of having whatever it is that you really want. Now, you don't have to take your egg timer and do the 33 seconds, but hold the energy, the joy, the wonder of that as you drift off with the intent to work with us on the other side of the veil to start looking at what are your blockages to creating that. Now, over the next couple of days, be very clear that the messages are going to start coming in. Oh, I've been thinking that. Oh, no. Oh, no wonder I can't create. Oh, damn. All right. Well, that's something I want to change. What are the beliefs that are blocking it? What are the attitudes? Where's my focus been? I say I want this and I focus on that. Oh, geez, no wonder. All right. This is a work night. If you choose, we will work with you. We love you all so very, very much, more than you can possibly imagine. We're so excited to see where you're all going. And you are working together more than you know, as a group. There are things ahead of you, people, that you can't even imagine. We want you to get used to creating and manifesting, but with intent, with clear intent, so that you're not manifesting crazy things like our channel has done over her years. All right? We don't want you to do that. But this is time that we do want to help you. We want you to feel the emotions and go through the process of how you have possibly held ideas and thoughts and feelings and beliefs and attitudes that were counter to what it is you really wanted to bring in. And expectations as well. Know that we love you all. We do mean we. And you as well, dear Veronica.
Thank you, and you too.
And until we speak with all of you again, in this moment, namaste, dear one.
Namaste.
Are we off the air?
Nope. Good night.
Oh, good. All right, everybody. Good night. And remember that piece of you is in each and every one of us, and Veronica and I, and piece of Veronica and I are in each and every one of you. We are all one. It can be no other way. We love you very much. Good night, Ronnie, darling.
Good night. Good night, Jackie. Good night, everybody.
Good night.